Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chris and Amy with you this
morning. Was Psycho
morning
about tarantulas?
On a Wednesday.
It was about a crazy guy with a knife. Anyway,
we like to mix genres here.
Yeah, we sure do.
A tarantula. Well, there was a headline recently that according to the Missouri Department of Conservation, that means you Missourians, maybe the bi-state area, need to keep out an eye out for one of Missouri's largest spiders, the Texas brown tarantulas, who happen to be on the move. Sounds a little bit like a minor league baseball team, which would be less threatening, but it is not. The Texas brown tarantulas are arachnids, and to give us a little bit more information on these big spiders is Becky Hansis O'Neill, PhD candidate in UMSL's biology department. And Becky, thank you for joining us to talk spiders, which I'm sure is giving some people the creeps.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right. What do we need to know about this bit of information put out by the Missouri Department of Conservation about the Texas brown tarantula? And
sure.
They're on the move. Have they been here before?
Oh, yeah. They've been here for a long time, since the end of the Ice Age, we think. They've been living in Missouri. And they're on the move right now because it is mating season.
Oh. So where are they going? Like, I mean, don't you just kind of hang out with
is
the other
like
tarantulas?
Is it like one of the Chaminade mixers? Where,
dude.
Where the you know, like Villa and Chaminade get together? Well, not mating
I mean,
season.
Come
sorry
on, mating season. We're
not
talking about high school kids.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Not mating.
No, Amy.
No, I didn't mean mating, but it's a spider mixer, I should say. Gosh, I didn't realize how horrible that was until you brought it up. I apologize to everyone.
Aren't you glad you came on, Becky?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Anyway, continue.
Hey, let me go ahead and answer that question because I have a general question.
So the female tarantulas live in burrows, and they tend to stay in one place. So September, October, the males that are mature and ready to make baby spiders, they have to go find these females. So the ones you're seeing walking around everywhere are the males looking for mates.
So where would you see them walking around?
So the reports I've heard are usually southern Missouri, seeing them walk around, but basically anywhere from St. Louis down, where you have glade grassland habitats, so more of these dry, hot grasslands, you might see some around there.
So, okay, that's what I was going to, like, so not in your house? Or would you see them in your house, or would they be in the woods? They'd be in the grass? Where would they be?
Grasslands, roads, if you happen to have some nice sunny spots on your property and you have glades nearby, you might see them walking around your property. Very, very rarely you may get a male in your basement, but that is very atypical. I would not expect it.
Well, how come only a male?
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Are the females purposefully
what are they doing?
Not walking around?
Yeah, they like to sit and stay still. So the strategy for tarantulas is be as lazy as possible. The females will stay in their burrows as long as they can. The males come to them. They're not going to go find males to mate. So the females tend to mostly stay in one place. So it's really rare to find a female just walking around.
That's like humans at every bar. The women just stay there. Men come up constantly trying to get phone numbers and that sort of thing.
Ron just relating way too much to this conversation.
Well, luckily, ladies at bars are not going to try to eat you.
But the lady tarantulas might?
Yeah, there's always a chance if the males don't play their cards right that the female might eat them during or after mating.
Okay,
or
so
if she just doesn't like them.
Wait, hold on a second. So what is playing their cards right? What do you have to do to not be eaten by the female tarantula?
Well, you have to pick a female who wants to mate. So you need to, they probably use smell, we think, to figure that out. And then lots of tarantulas, the males will do a little tap dance right outside the burrow. And if the female taps back, that's a good sign.
Oh.
But the males also have little hooks on their legs that they hook into the female's fangs, so she actually can't bite them during mating. So they have some defenses.
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to ask if the female decides that she doesn't like that guy, and so she is going to eat him, does the male fight back, or is the female pretty much successful in ending his life?
They'll try to run away, and they're not so much smaller than the females. It's not like other spiders, so they'll try to run away or hook those fangs so that they can mate and then try to get away, but sometimes they're just not fast enough or strong enough.
So is this similar behavior to the, because we always hear about the praying mantis, that's what they do, the women, or the females will...
That is the black widow spider, too.
Oh, maybe it's both. I don't know. Becky, what is it?
Lots of spiders do this. Some spiders, the males, they know, or they don't know, but getting eaten, that's 100% of the time. They don't try to get away. Here, have a meal out of me, lay lots of eggs. And with the mantises, they get eaten with a really high frequency, too. But the tarantulas, the males really want to get away. They want to mate multiple times.
Is it not possible to learn, I guess, over the, you know, like does that, is evolution not part of this where they can learn that, hey man, these, well, they keep eating us. Have you noticed? Like, how do they not figure this out?
Well, sometimes it's a good strategy just to feed your mate. And there's a very specific reason. Spider mating is very weird. I don't know if you want to hear.
Yes,
how they
do it. Yes, very
how
much.
How PG do we need to be?
Becky, it is yes, 10 go, in the
keep,
morning.
You know, keep going. This will keep me alive for the rest of the show.
Okay. So tarantulas, they take about 5 to 7 years to mature. The females can live over 20 years. So they live a super long time. The males can't mate until their final year of life, which is in that 5 to 7 year range. And once they mate, they get these special organs on the end of their pedipalps, which are kind of like their hands. They're sitting near their face. If you look at a spider, you'll notice them. So they make a web. They deposit their sperm on the web. They use their little hands to suck up that drop that they made. Then they go find the female and use those little hand specialized body parts to inseminate her. I'm trying to be very scientific. And they hold her fangs back, and then they try to run away. And then they die that same season.
And then they die.
So they know they're going to die anyway.
Yeah, I don't know if they know it, but evolutionarily, yeah, they're going to die anyway.
Right, it's not like this.
Might as well get one in before I kick it.
Yeah, not no, but they are. It's not like this male spider would have lived a long and thriving life. Whether
exactly.
The female eats him after mating or not, he was going to die that year, pretty much.
So they had it coming.
They had it coming.
Okay.
So why not help feed your kids?
Do we know why this is the process? Like, you know, in this species, does it make sense scientifically for the males to have a 5 to 7 year lifespan and the females to live longer?
So for the what I have understand, and I'm sure there's a spider biologist that knows a little bit more about this particular thing than me, is when the males get those organs on their pedipalps on their hands, they can't keep molting. They can't keep shedding their skin and growing. And the females never have that problem. So they can just get old. They can have lots of babies every year, a couple years. And they don't have to worry about that. So I think there's something physical with the males that they just can't keep growing and molting once they sexually mature.
These lady tarantulas have it made.
They do, unless they get visited by a tarantula hawk, which also lives in Missouri.
A tarantula hawk?
Is that the official name?
Yeah, it's a type of wasp.
It's a wasp?
Yep. It's really horrible. Do you want to hear about it?
Yes. Yeah. Don't ask, just tell us.
It's amazing to feel absolutely blindsided by your lack of knowledge. Like, that's how I feel right now.
Not hers, ours.
Oh, yeah, not yours, ours. We're blindsided by our absolute and profound lack of knowledge on this, and it's insane.
Tell us about this tarantula hawk.
So this is a really big wasp. I'd say 2 to 3 inches long, shiny blue, very pretty. They're not aggressive. If you see one, just leave it alone and you'll be fine. And they don't live in nests. It's just a single female that's out there. So when they find a tarantula, they do battle with it and they sting it, and that paralyzes the tarantula. Tarantula's still alive. They drag it into a hole, or even the tarantula's burrow I've seen. They lay some eggs and the baby wasps eat the tarantula while it's still alive.
Oh.
Wow.
That's horrible.
This is...
What? Why do they do that?
And we thought the worst thing we were going to talk about today was like the Cardinals not making the playoffs. This is terrible. Wow.
This is a real competitor.
I'm actually looking at a picture now. It's insane how big the tarantula hawk is.
Why do they do that instead of just killing it and then letting the babies eat it?
Oh, fresh tarantula is better than a rotten tarantula.
Yeah, why you get lobsters at the grocery store out of the tank?
Oh, that's a great point.
It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, I guess it is. All right, so
it's so interesting. And Becky, I'm sure people talk about this all the time, but we have our, I would say maybe naive or softened ideas of nature, like in coloring books and in cartoons. But man, it's brutal.
It's pretty metal.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is insane.
So, all right, just a general question. And I know a spider is not a bug. Are bugs considered animals?
Yeah, they are. They are in the group Animalia with us. So they're animals.
Okay. Another general question, which I think I know the answer, but I want to hear it from you. The Texas brown tarantula, are they poisonous, and are you in trouble if you get bitten?
This is a great question. This is one I get all the time. So they are venomous, but unless you're allergic in the same way you're allergic to a bee sting, you're not going to be in trouble if one bites you. The worst part is going to be the fangs because they're so big. Ugh. They're also not prone to biting. So me and other students at UMSL have been researching them in the field for like 4 years now. No one's ever been bitten. They haven't tried to bite us. The species we have here, the Texas brown, is very docile here in Missouri. So the first things they like to do are slap the ground in front of you if you bother them. They'll show you their fangs before they slap. And they also have these things called urticating hairs. I call them booty hairs.
Okay.
So I'll try to make it succinct. But basically, if you make them mad, they have these little hairs on their abdomen, and they use their feet, and they kick those hairs into the air so you can see them. They look like little pieces of fuzz. And they're basically like fiberglass. So if they get in your skin, or if you're a predator, they get in your nose or your eyes, they're super irritating. So you're going to get booty hairs, you're going to get slaps and threat poses showing the fangs, but they really aren't bitey. And the venom of most tarantulas is really quite weak. They don't kill people. So if you find one, don't worry. You're not going to die.
Here's one thing I do know. We're talking about our lack of knowledge. It's a semantics thing. But animals are venomous. They're not poisonous.
I know. As soon as I said, she was so kind. She didn't correct me, but she used the correct verbiage while she answered the question.
Are you impressed that we knew that?
Well, no, I didn't know it. I said poisonous.
Oh.
I'm impressed. It's not something I worry about, because just when we're talking, people know what you mean when you say poisonous. Yeah. There's no reason to be a jerk about it.
Thank you. There is no reason to be a jerk about it.
But you can, because you're going to be Dr. Hansis O'Neill pretty soon.
That's right.
And then you can really lord it over people.
So here's a question about spiders generally, because I've always heard you don't necessarily want to kill them if you find them in your house because they're eating the bugs. Like the other bugs, the other insects, is that true?
It is true, but one thing I'd say, if you do have a lot of spiders in your house, that probably means there's a lot of things there for them to eat. Mm-hmm. You might have some other problems. But they are good, especially out in your garden and in the yard. Yeah, they're going to be controlling pests and doing good work. In the house, too, other than the brown recluse, we really don't have anything that has the potential to be real dangerous for you here in Missouri.
I know when I was growing up, we definitely had brown recluse spiders in our house. So we had to put the sticky traps out. Mm-hmm. Occasionally you'd get bitten, but those are the scary ones.
Becky, is there any other spider knowledge you think we need to have before we say goodbye?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we covered all the cool things about the tarantulas.
Okay.
I'd say in Missouri, we're about as far northeast as you can go. So we don't have as many per, square acre as you would get, say, in Texas or in Colorado. So the ones that we have here, like I said, that we think they came up in the Ice Age, and then they basically got stuck in glades in these very specific hot habitats. So ours are kind of special. We don't have a ton of them. Even if you see a bunch, especially down south, the more you go north, there's just fewer and fewer. So ours are kind of special. That's what I'd want people to know.
Becky Hansis O'Neill, PhD candidate at UMSL in the biology department. We appreciate your spider expertise, and you are now our spider lady. So if we ever need information, we're calling you.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. That is Becky Hansel O'Neill. I didn't know we had tarantulas in Missouri, and now we know this, and now you know that they don't want to hurt you.
I know my dad saw one. They were in southern Missouri, maybe at a cabin or fishing trip or something, and I know he saw one, and it was big. But I learned a lot about spiders, didn't know.
By the way, congratulations to Judy from St. Louis, who won that first four-pack of tickets to see Soul on Fire, the John O'Leary story. That is next week, October 2nd. We still have another, and it's going to be at Ronnie's Cinema. We still have another four-pack of tickets to give away, and we will do that before the show is over. It's Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way.
With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
I saw a New York Times article yesterday, the unexpected upside of phone bans in school. And we've talked about how dozens of states now are banning phones in K through 12 schools. Some it's classroom by classroom, and others you have to put your phone in like a little container or bag at the beginning of the school day. I know some schools in the area, private schools, they're not even allowed on campus, so you have to leave your phones in the car. But this piece in the New York Times looked at the Jefferson County Public Schools in Kentucky, among other schools. One of the unintended consequences of a statewide cell phone ban is that the number of books checked out from the school library in the first few weeks of class has absolutely skyrocketed. In Kentucky's largest school district, 40% of students at one high school have checked books out of the library, which is over double the number who borrowed books all of last year combined. Like, that's incredible. We've talked about what happens when you ban cell phones. Kids can focus better because one second glance at a text can distract a kid for 20 minutes. Takes them 20 minutes to get back into a rhythm. We know cafeterias are loud again because kids are talking to each other. But I didn't necessarily make the correlation that if you ban phones, kids will start checking out books and reading again. And it is absolutely happening. I love that because we talked about yesterday how literacy rates are declining. In 32 years that they've been tracking reading levels for kids across the country, they are lower than ever.
And about a week ago, the Post-Dispatch wrote a story about how the Missouri cell phone ban is shaping up, at least in its early stages, because there have been other districts or some districts that had banned them previously, but now it's uniform. So everybody is doing it. And what they're finding is among the students, there are mixed reviews, at least according to the piece. Some students like it. Some students say that there are fewer fights, that they are concentrating a little bit better, that it is, there seems like more of a sense of connection. Others are saying things like, well, I'm more bored than I used to be, which is interesting because I was just listening to a Harvard professor named Arthur Brooks. We're trying to get on the show, and it'd be cool if we can do that. But one of the things that he talks about is being bored is good, and that we should be bored because it causes your brain to have thoughts. And when you have some of these thoughts, you might have some of your best ideas ever when you are bored. And he goes on and on about that. There are a number of real benefits to it. And, you know, we are seeing that it at least so far in Missouri early on, the results seem to be overall positive. If the worst thing that comes out of it is some kids say they feel bored more often, big deal.
Yeah, that's great.
Be bored. It's okay to be bored. It's okay for adults to be bored. And even and I have trouble doing that. If I am bored, I pick up my phone and I look at it. And I think I should do that less.
When I'm not bored.
Me
right?
too.
That's what
Me
I
Me too.
Hate
I is... will be out with people and I will pick up my phone and look at it.
It is like a drug addiction. If it were anything else but a phone, people would say, hey guys, Amy has a real problem. She has a real problem during her show, when she's out with friends, when she's watching TV. She can't stay away. It would be a real problem. And that was one of the great things about this hiking trip. When you're in the middle of the mountains and you don't have cell service, it is a huge relief that you can't look at your phone. There's nothing to do. And you could say, well, try having self-control. I have self-discipline. But when you remove the temptation or the option of looking at your phone, it feels so relieving. And I love it that kids are reading because I love reading. And I have seen my attention span decline precipitously the more I use my phone.
There was a Kirkwood student in that STL Today piece who said, I think my brain is more relaxed and refreshed. And another one said, we need to learn how to interact more because I feel like we're attached to them, talking about the phones. So true. So, yeah, I mean, if the worst possible thing that comes of this is some kids say, I feel bored, great. Feel boredom. Boredom is actually good for you. I really am hopeful that we can get Professor Brooks on the show. He'd be awesome to talk to. Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX. We'll talk Cardinals with John Rooney next.
Donovan swings and he hits it to the right field corner. Scott's off to the races. He's around second. He's being waved around third. Another double for Donovan. The throw to the plate. Safe! Safe! It's a tie game at 8. The fourth double tonight. A record-tying double for Brendan Donovan. And the Cardinals have come all the way back.
Well, that was a fun one last night as the Cardinals approach the end of the 2025 season. They gave us a show in San Francisco last night, so hopefully you stayed up and listened to it on 104.1 FM KMOX, and you heard that man, John Rooney, on the call, and he joins us now. It's good to have you with us, John. How you feeling after that one?
Where am I? Oh, I just woke up. No, it was a fun comeback. It wasn't fun for a while when the Giants got up to 8 runs, but the comeback was unbelievable. And for the third game in a row, Ivan Herrera has hit a multi-run homer. He had a pair of 2-run homers to help the Cardinals come back against Milwaukee and then win the first game of the series here. And then he hit a 3-run shot, and Nolan Arenado unloaded for his first home run. I think it was the 21st of June, a game winner against the Reds that he hit at home. But he hit a rocket to left field just inside the pole. And Ricky and I were talking between innings when they brought Joel Piguero in the pitch in the 8th inning. And Ricky said, we're not going to hit this guy. And we didn't. He is a hard thrower, has a great slider. But we both said, well, he has the 8th, but their closer, Walker, has the 9th. And I think we can get a run or two off of him because the Cardinals beat him in St. Louis. They were down 2-0 in an Andre Pallante start on the 6th of September and came back with 3 runs without an out to win in the bottom of the 9th. And last night they got 2 runs against him. But Brendan Donovan was unreal. He's been playing with turf toe and lower body ailments, and he was able to go and hit 4 doubles, tying a major league record, joining Ducky Medwick and Matt Carpenter, 2 Cardinals who had done it in the past. But his double, and he found the opening in right field. I just took a look to right field right before the pitch, and the right fielder was playing way off the line over toward right center. And when that ball hit down, I knew Scott was coming around. He's too fast, and they couldn't throw him out. And then another clutch hit for Burleson. Just an exciting comeback last night. And I'm glad to see the guys just aren't here going through the motions, playing out the string, because there are guys playing for jobs next year, and they're going about it the right way.
One of them is Herrera, who I think has one locked up, obviously, at this point. And whether he is behind the plate, which they're going to try to get him better behind the plate when he comes back from his surgery in the offseason. You know, there's always the possibility he DHs or plays in the outfield again. But Herrera, as a bat, John, has really emerged as a big part of their offense.
Well, he emerged early. You remember, he had the 3 home run game on the opening homestand and then hit one in Boston before he went out with a knee injury. And you consider all the time that he's missed on the injured list with the knee problem and lower body ailments, that he might have 35 home runs the way he's going about it. But the man can hit. And there are times he's going to go through some stretches where he'll pop up or strike out, but he finds ways to make the adjustment and then get back to hitting the ball the way he wants. And we're witnessing that right now. He's on a roll. And Arenado had a tough error in the game last night. Ground ball to third after Pallante had loaded the bases, and he threw home. And Patrick Bailey was running inside the third base line like they're taught to do. Arenado didn't have a throwing lane, hit him, and 2 runs scored on that play. And the inning snowballed to a 5-run inning, but he was able to come back. Arenado was, hit a big home run in the comeback, and I was happy to see that for him.
I know we talked a little bit about Arenado on Monday during Gas House Gang, and you know we'll continue to talk about him. And yesterday, Ollie Marmol mentioned that he's really been such a good clubhouse presence. And I asked him specifically the hard work that he puts in off the field, if that is rubbing off on the younger players who see him as an example. And Ali says it is. How important is it for the Cardinals or any team really to have somebody like that in the dugout, in the clubhouse?
Well, I mean, if you have great players, they will rub off on other players and make them even better. It just happens. Is he a rah-rah guy? No. I mean, he plays with a lot of emotion. And Nolan is one of those guys that every pitch is the last pitch of the season, the seventh game of the World Series. That's the way he has gone about it. Not all players can play an entire 162-game schedule and have that kind of intensity. But that's just the way Nolan Arenado is geared. But it does rub off. I mean, I was talking with Von Herrera, a couple other players. I said, you watch Arenado, some of the plays he's made since coming back from his shoulder issues, you just shake your head. How does he do it? I've seen a lot of third basemen in 40-some years of following Major League Baseball, and I've seen some really good ones going back to Brooks Robinson. Watched him play when I was a kid. And we've seen Scott Rolen in St. Louis and marveled how well that Hall of Fame third baseman played and helped carry the Cardinals to a championship. And Arenado just never ceases to amaze me some of the plays he can make. He tried to get the force out at home and hit Bailey last night, and that was an unfortunate error. And he had gone 73 games without an error before making one on Monday night. And that was a tough error on a low throw to first base. But he comes back with platinum glove and gold glove plays almost all the time. And he has said in the past, I pull home runs. That's how he hits. And he pulled one last night, and they had to have it in the comeback.
John, we talk about Nolan Arenado, right, his talent, his presence on the field, and also how a lot of these young guys, well, maybe the Cardinals aren't going to the playoffs, but they're trying to earn their spot for next year. But it's easy to take for granted that the leadership and experience that Arenado brings as well to the clubhouse. And if he's not with the team next year, where do you look for leadership on this Cardinals team? Because it's a younger team, and you don't want to take for granted what Arenado brought.
Well, you have guys like Brendan Donovan, and you don't know what's going to happen in terms of reshaping the team and what trades will be made during the off season, because a lot of teams would love to have a Brendan Donovan, and the Cardinals included there. Mm-hmm. But Donovan, Burleson, those guys have leadership qualities, that's for sure. And I think a guy like Michael McGreevy can move along, and this is career progresses, and you're not going to have that right now from him, but he has those qualities that I see in being able to show younger pitchers and other people in the clubhouse what it's like to compete on a day-to-day basis. Those things develop. They didn't happen overnight for Albert Pujols or for Yadier Molina, but they became huge leaders as time went on, and you have to see how all that plays out. But it's going to be an interesting offseason, probably one of the most interesting offseasons I've ever been a part of in trying to reshape a roster and get ready to get back to competing for championships, because that's the whole idea behind this. And Chaim Bloom, he's not coming in there just to paint. He's in there to reshape the organization and get them back on the right foot.
Yeah, it will be a fascinating offseason for sure. We don't know exactly what's going to happen, how much activity there is going to be, but I think Cardinals fans are certainly going to be paying very close attention to what happens. John, as we get close to the end of the season, and I know you'll be visiting with us on Friday on the Gas House Gang, Mike Claiborne will be part of that show as well. What is it like for you as you start to wind down here with just what now, four games left to go?
I have four games to do, and then we get to pick our own friends after that.
Poor Ricky.
That's what it comes down to. I mean, they're our family from the time we get down to Florida about the middle of February until it's all over. And we hope that it's over in late October. That's what we like to have, that kind of scenario. But no, you have four games to go, and then wind down a little bit, follow the postseason, and then follow what's going to take place in reshaping the team for 2026, because I think it's going to be a very fascinating offseason. And get to the Cardinals Care winter warm-up, the caravan, and at that point, things really pick up, and you're in spring training doing spring training games before you know it. So the holidays seem to, once you get past the holidays, it's a fast track to getting into a new season, and that's kind of the way it shapes up for me. I'm happy to, you know, see Mike Schilt get a shot to manage in the postseason, and my good friend Tom Hamilton, who was a Ford Frick Award winner, he broadcasts the Cleveland Guardians, and what they're doing is simply phenomenal in coming back.
Yeah.
They lead the division. Yeah, yep. They're tied, but they have the tiebreaker.
Yep.
So right now, they're the division leader in Detroit. Has fallen from grace. They're a wild card at this point. They still have a couple of games to go in their series. That's going to be interesting to follow, and interesting to follow what's going on with Terry Francona and the Cincinnati Reds, but it's still very interesting to follow what the Cardinals are doing, because they're playing like they're going to the playoffs mm-hmm. right now, taking 2 out of 3 from Milwaukee and a chance to sweep the series here. And I just saw on the app where Brubaker is going to start tonight, so a bullpen game for San Francisco instead of Robbie Ray going up against Sonny Gray.
Well, John, yeah, I know as we got to let you go, but I was going to ask you about the Guardians, because you always say, you know, these players are playing hard to make the playoffs, even if it looks like they have no chance. And the Guardians were 15 and a half games back on July 8th, 9.5 games back on September 10th. And man, oh, man, there probably were a lot of fans who did not expect them to be in this position. What a comeback.
No, not at all. No, not at all, because I can look back at the 2011, how far the Cardinals were back, and they happened to get in on the very last day of the season, a great game pitched down in Houston by Chris Carpenter, and then make a run and beat Philadelphia, a team that many thought would end up in the World Series, and then the Cardinals beat the Rangers in the World Series in the great Game 6 with David Freese home run, and then the Cardinals were able to come back from a couple of runs down and win Game 7. That's the way that team played it out through September, right on through the postseason, and that's what the Guardians are doing right now. I see so many similarities, but their pitchers just don't give up much. That's the whole key. You pitch it and catch it and find a way to score a run just to be one better than the other guy, you're going to play very late in the season, and I'm really fascinated by what Cleveland is doing. And it was funny, a funny thing, because when we played Cleveland, they didn't look very good. They weren't hitting anything, and the Cardinals swept the 3-game series. And when the Cardinals played Detroit earlier in the season, they looked like they were going to be unstoppable, unbeatable. But you have to play the whole 162 to decide everything, and they're taking it right down to the last few games.
Yeah, Cleveland's only lost 5 times this month. They've played great
wow.
ball. And I love Tom Hamilton, too. You mentioned him. He's incredible. One last thing for you, John. We do have a listener named Dusty who was wanting to know, and this is not something I have noticed on the broadcast.
Is that our pitching coach?
No, it is not. It is not.
Okay.
At least I don't think so. But Dusty asks why you use the term switch batters instead of switch hitters, and wondering if it's an homage to somebody.
Oh, Ernie Harwell used to say that, and that's I just always say switch batter. I just kind of like that. Everybody else says he's a switch hitter, but same thing.
Yeah,
they know what I'm talking about. But Ernie Harwell said that all the time, and I thought I kind of like that.
Yeah, I like it. I guess I never really picked up on that.
Sounds good.
Interesting. John Rooney, let's talk again Friday. Gas House Gang, 12:30. But until then, we appreciate you.
All right, you got it.
John Rooney tonight on the call, 8:45 first pitch here on 104.1 FM KMOX. We got the pregame show at 7:50. 7:50, you are going to have to stay up late again tonight. But don't worry, it's the last time you have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's the last time you got to be up late listening to Cardinals baseball on 104.1 FM KMOX and the free Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.
We have our question of the week, and have you participated and answered?
Yes.
You better. At ChrisAmyKMOX on Twitter. Follow our account for all of the updates. And then you can vote in the poll. Which fall month is the best? Your options are September, October, November. I have said that I'm pretty sure October is going to run away with this thing. And so far, the results are proving me correct. So if you have an argument for one of the other months, I'd love to hear it. And we'd love to vote in the poll and then tell us why you think your month is the best. So at Chris Amy KMOX, you should go and vote in that poll. We just spoke to John Rooney, who is the radio voice of the Cardinals. And we had right at the end there a question from listener Dusty, who texted in 314-436-7900. Wanted to know why John uses the term switch batters instead of switch hitters, because most announcers, I guess, say switch hitters. And he said, you know, Ernie Harwell said switch batters and he liked it. So that's what he uses. And Dusty followed up and says, thank you for asking about switch batters. It has been keeping me up at night for 19 years. Okay. Well,
Dusty should have texted in sooner.
I've listened to a lot of John Rooney baseball over the years. Cardinals, White Sox before that. I guess I never picked up on
it.
I never noticed it.
I know. Neither have I. Or
I like it. I just never noticed it.
Yeah, because he's done it so much, you associate it so heavily with John that your brain doesn't think.
Right.
To pick up on it as something unique. But you're right. I've always said switch hitter.
Yeah, it's more common, but I like it. I like the change up there a little bit.
I do too. Switch batter.
Yeah, so I'm...
Is there any other phrase you could change up, perhaps?
I'll think of something.
Does anybody call pitchers hurlers anymore?
You might hear that every now and then.
Your starting hurler?
The hurler is a little less common now. Yeah. It's a little old-timey.
Is it as... old-timey as Ducky Wedgeworth or whatever.
Ducky Wedgeworth?
Ducky Wicket?
I didn't hear what... I don't know. Ducky who?
Joe Ducky Medwick.
Medwick. Joe, Ducky Medwick. That's a baseball name.
It really
Buster
is.
Buster Posey, Ducky Medwick, Stumpy, Stubby Clap.
Stubby Clap.
Those are baseball names.
Those are really good baseball names.
Yeah.
Tom from the Hill... From near the hill, Tom is texting in.
From near the hill?
Tom, he has called himself Tom from near the hill. He says he loves December because of Christmas. I told you.
It's not
I
fall.
I told you.
Meteorologists don't use the equinoxes.
Yes, I told you, though, that people were going to associate December with fall. Some
no,
people
not.
Were. Well, Tom from Near the Hill did.
Yeah, well, he's near the hill, and he was near fall, but not. It wasn't fall.
I don't know if I agree with you on this. We do have another pair of tickets. Excuse me, a four-pack of tickets to give away.
A pair of tickets.
Don't say that, because it's going to confuse everyone. A four-pack of tickets to give away to see Soul on Fire, the John O'Leary movie. It's for October 2nd at Ronnie's Cinema next week. And this is all courtesy of Jerry Kelly Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. So 100 acts of... What did you look so confused for?
I didn't. That's just my face.
Yeah, no, it's right. Jerry Kelly Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical, or Electrical and Plumbing. But Jerry Kelly is going to have us all out there on October 2nd, which is next week. You'll have to be listening for your chance to win that four-pack of tickets. Hour three of the show is next on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.